Welcome to the AMAA, Martial Arts Masters, Blog Talk Radio Show, hosted by the American Martial Arts Alliance, dedicated to building the awareness of professionalism in the martial arts through martial arts management and student development. Hello, everyone. This is Grandmaster Jesse Bowen reaching out to you through our Blog Talk Radio Show, checking in. We've got so much going on, but we can't stop. When do we get in a problem? It's when we cannot stop. You have to have your vision still must be clear. No matter whatever is going on, you still must have a clear vision. You have to have hope, because hope is a key ingredient. And then you must have faith. Faith is the belief, desire, and expectation. So what are you expecting right now? Well, let's check in with reality, and I'm going to be reaching across the country interviewing martial artists that are connected to the American Martial Arts Alliance, who are featured in our book this year and past inductees, and getting a broad perspective of, you know, what we're thinking, what we're doing, and uniting, you know, pulling together. It's been the past 4 or 5 years, it's been so like a deception and separation. But guess what? Now we have to pull together. You know, we have to pull together. We have things going on. How do we rethink our lives? How do we slow down? How do we get a focus? The only thing that we can think about is staying healthy, keeping our businesses going, and keeping our students informed. So today we're going to be talking with Chief Master Andre Stewart. Hey, sir, how are you doing?
I'm all right today, sir. How's it going?
Hey, better and better. You know, I'd like to thank you for, you know, being on our call. I know that you're one of our inductees, one of our ambassadors in the martial arts. We met last year, and we sort of really hit it off, and we had a whole lot of discussions and conversations about personal growth and the things that you wanted in your martial arts school. And I've seen in the past year how, you know, you've been growing and you've been learning, and, you know, I really see a change in you since last year. Not necessarily a change about your motivation, but I guess it is a change. Your voice sounds a little different. Your step is a little bit stronger, and I'm glad to hear that. I'm always, you know, looking forward to meeting martial artists that want to grow. So we have a situation that came up out of the blue and was happening all across the other side of the world, and for many of us, we never thought it would be happening to us, that we would have to close our school doors and stop classes and learn words like social distancing. So tell me, how's that affected your business, and how has it affected you?
Well, it affected the business in a different way. It allows us to grow in a different way, because I refuse to allow it to, how you would say, identify what we're going to be and how we were going to continue move forward. So, because we got to adapt and overcome. And lately we've adapted to doing some virtual training, which we had our first one this week, and it went absolutely wonderful. There are some kinks to work out, but the training itself left an impact on the students that this is something that we can do. One of the students posted that the coronavirus will not stop our martial arts training, because we're still training. And that was absolutely good to hear. That was from one of my students named Riley Barnhart, and she did a great job posting it. But they had a great time. So it's not stopping us in that aspect. It might affect us where we have to social distance, as you say, this new word that's coming about. But it doesn't have to stop us in our tracks. And it hasn't.
So how long have you been involved in the martial arts?
I've been involved in the martial arts now for about 47 years, sir, since I was about 6 years old.
Okay. And where are you located?
I'm located in Athens, Alabama right now. We have a location in Huntsville, Alabama, and Athens, Alabama is about 20 minutes away. So we're working in two locations right now.
Great. Wow. You know, that's really tricky, you know, especially when you have multiple locations, you have multiple instructors. And this is the thing about having leadership through fear. You know, we have to, common sense is a factor that we always have to keep. And that's knowledge about what's going on and how to prepare ourselves. And, you know, sometimes my fear is that people are not, you know, we have to separate knowledge and fear. You know, knowledge, you know, fear is there for a very specific reason. That's why, you know, you see electrical wire, you know, flying around the ground. You don't run over there and grab hold of it with your hands because, you know, there's going to be an outcome and you already understand what the power of it is. But you can also get on your cell phone and call the power company and say, listen, here's the power line down. This, you know, proceed with caution. And, you know, so this is the thing that we're saying with the, you know, with what's going on, proceed with caution, not just throw caution to the wind and try to challenge a situation. Because if we can look, you know, around the world, the impact of what's going on, and we don't want to think that it doesn't affect us, but we do want to, you know, that's where the martial artists, they're the leaders, finding different ways to perform and do your leadership training. So I know the young lady you were speaking about a few moments ago, how old is she?
She's 15 years old, sir.
Okay, well, good. Well, see, this is what we're talking about because, you know, as I tell martial artists and we've been saying for the past 5 or 6 years, this is a new era, and you're going to have to adapt and learn how to deal in this new era. So it's not a thing about, well, everyone needs to adapt and do what I'm doing. Well, that's not going to really happen. You're not going to succeed that way. So right now is that big impact to show that if you want to continue to communicate with your students and you want to grow, then you have to adapt as a martial artist. So right now, you know, using the different systems out there, whether it's Facebook, putting up videos, you know, Facebook Live, doing live videos, whether you're doing Zoom or you're using some other social media or video tool in doing that. This is sort of telling you, okay, this is where it is. This is where you have to now make an adjustment. And the thing with this is we cannot fear change because change is one of those things. If we didn't have change, we'd still be having rolling a stone trying to think about when we're going to call the wheel. You know, so we cannot be fearing change. So do you think
I totally agree with that.
Well, yeah, this is that message out there. And someone says, well, you know, that you know, we were barely doing before, and now this has happened and we won't be able to do. Well, I would say change your mindset and change your thinking and saying, well, this has happened. So this gives me an opportunity to rethink what I'm doing, to rethink how I'm doing it, and then to find out how many different ways to do it. And, you know, there's a lot of companies just such as our company that are putting out free information about how do you connect and communicate. So what do you think about communication? Do you think communication is a big part of your program?
I absolutely think communication is one of the main part of our program, sir, because without that communication, you mentioned fear earlier, without that clear communication of how things are going to work and how things are going to move forward, people can easily let fear creep in. And fear breeds certain imagination that can be destructive. So that communication can eliminate that, you know, barrier between fear and understanding. Like you also talked about knowledge. Giving them that knowledge and letting them know what's going to happen coming ahead can help them understand that, hey, we are moving forward in the midst of this crisis. This crisis will not stop us. And I spoke on fear in one of my Sunday schools recently and how it can be enabling only if you let it. We have to get beyond that where fear is just going to enable us, because this gives us a great opportunity. This crisis gives us the opportunity to explore other avenues that will actually help us in the future. Online classes, online private classes, virtual classes with, you know, a group of people without having to be there. I mean, putting patterns together to send to students. It gives us another avenue if we can communicate that in an effective way to our students, and we can grow our school in the midst of that.
Well, you're exactly right. Not only do you grow your school, but see, based on the internet, the world is your marketplace. So just like when you have your martial arts school, you have a certain geographical location. So that geographical location may be on the east side of town, but there you got somebody on the west side of town that would like to study, but they're not going to pass by five martial arts schools to get to your location. But because you have the virtual class, and again, in virtual training, you know, then you say, well, it's not the same because the people can't work together. Well, this is an opportunity to get a two-for-one. You know, you have somebody who wants to study with your studying your martial arts program, says, great, Johnny, you know, you've now at the level that we start to now teach about sparring. So what you need to do, you need to get a partner that would like to understand the concept of martial arts, and we're going to start them in our curriculum now at the sparring level. So Johnny doesn't know about sparring, and now the student doesn't know about sparring. So now they can work on technique, or let's say the self-defense. You know, I don't really know with smaller kids. Well, I've got smaller kids. Okay, hey, listen here. Do not underestimate this generation of children, what they can and cannot do. Do not, because this generation is a generation that is a technology generation. So, you know, you figure out. Now, in some cases, they need mom and dad support. They need their parents to be there watching and participating. We say, well, then parents, you know, they're not going to want to do that. Well, you never know. Mom and dad is now helping little Johnny and to study his martial arts online. Guess what they're going to want? That's what they're going to have to do. They're going to have to learn the technique, too. So now have the opportunity for two or three students. You know, children will have the possibility that they will not quit. Parents that train with their children will continue to train after their children quit or leave if you build that relationship. That's like I said, but not only that, but it opens up other doors and opportunity for people to see, you know, the value. And that's just what you really want to do is another opportunity.
I can totally agree with that because my parents, this last virtual class we did, they were right there with the students. They were right there with their kids, you know, looking on, seeing what was going on. They were supporting the whole thing full-heartedly, and I really think that's going to bring them even closer working with their kids in a class. And it, like you said, it might get me some of the parents to be in the class with their students as well.
Well, exactly right. And this is the time when you realize something is going on and this is the direction. You know, you need to get in front of the wheel. That's the reason why, you know, we with the American Martial Arts Alliance Foundation, you know, the Institute, we'd already planned on launching our online university, but this is what we're actually doing. We have now classes that were this week. We're going to release a program on how to set up your online classes, how to set up your online martial arts classes to be able to do and to use the particular platform that we're using. You know, how do you know my son, myself, and one of my managers, you know, we're working on another book. Out of this, we're writing a book from this experience. And that's what you have to do. You know, you have to do. You say, well, if I'm sitting down here and doing absolutely nothing, so, you know, what's something that I've had to deal with that somebody else would probably want to know? You know, I had to deal with, you know, my own fears of, well, what's going to happen, and rather going, you know, I'm looking and, you know, I'm letting fear guide my decision rather than the confidence and faith. And that's the thing that you have to do. You have to recognize, you know, your faith, your confidence, the reality. You have to put everything in there. Then you have to make a decision on that. And the more information you have, the better your decision is. But if you're ruled by fear, you're going to make you're going to make mistakes. And you do not want to make mistakes. You want to be ruled by information. You want to be ruled by your hope, your desire, and all that, and not create the anxiety from being able to do that. So tell us here. I know you came to our event last year. So what did you think about the event, the AMAA Legends Awards Banquet? I know you did. You like that ring you got?
I absolutely love the ring. The experience itself was amazing because I met a lot of wonderful people, including yourself, that was so knowledgeable on different things in the martial arts, not just the martial arts itself, but the martial arts business and their passion towards their faith in Christ. It was just amazing to me to have so many people that had that much faith in Christ, and that showed me that, you know, our faith can take us and lead us to people that have the same interest as us, and that doesn't have to stop us from moving forward in our martial arts. I think it was amazing. I met so many great people with the same faith that I have, but the same martial arts interest that I have, and branching out into different martial arts around the world. Met people from Nevada, met people from Spain. I mean, so many different people, sir. It was amazing, and I look forward to it again this year.
Well, you know, that's the thing, that with what the book has done is being able to draw people together. And everyone, you know, we're talking about the Martial Arts Masters and Pioneers book and the AMAA Legends Awards Banquet. And that's going to be coming up June of this year. And the things that it will do, just by being published in the book, you know, it helps to build your credibility. We're not a Hall of Fame organization. We are a marketing branding organization with the purpose of helping martial artists grow their schools, grow themselves in their community. So when you now become a part of what we are doing with the book, you know, it's not about me. It's really not even about you. It's about the things that you've done and the expertise that you have developed and learned from your experience in the martial arts and your willingness to be able to share that with the world. So when someone reads your bio, we want them to be able to have a connection in their lives and realize, as a martial artist, you have done things that have actually embraced, you know, your weaknesses. I tell folks all the time, whatever I'm good in, it was the things that I could not do. But being a martial artist and exposing myself and being around the right people, if you want to know how you're doing, check your five closest friends. Being around the right people have given me the inspiration. I've gone out and got the knowledge to be able to do a lot of these things. So the martial arts is a very powerful tool for inner self-direction. And when we understand that inner self-direction, that means that we can hear and we can make a decision on the different things that we need to do to make our lives make it different. So, you know, what do you say to parents, you know, those parents that right now that are coming to your school, you know, in 2 weeks, what do you say to them? Do you tell them, hey, we keep moving forward, you know, keep our kids motivated, you know, this too shall pass. So, you know, what's your message? If you had to use this to speak to your parents today, what do you say to your parents?
That's exactly what I would lead in with, sir. This too will pass. Because as we know, from a biblical standpoint, many things have happened, and God definitely does tell us that whatever you're going through now is only temporary, and this too shall pass. So we can look forward to having what's going on right now, the way we're training right now, be elevated when we get back together. We'll have so much more to bring back together with us if we focus on just continually moving forward. Because this won't last. This too shall pass.
And everyone, when we think about faith, and that depends on wherever you're coming from, you know, like in the American martial arts, you know, myself, you know, my wife is a pastor, so we speak a lot about Christian faith. But faith is a belief, a desire, and expectation. So that doesn't matter if you put it in your spiritual part of Christianity or whether you put it in your business or wherever, that term of faith does not change. You say belief, a desire, and an expectation. So whatever you believe, then you're right. Whatever you desire, then you're going to get. And the more you expect it to happen, the faster it will actually happen. So think about the expectation is actually the fuel on that. So power. Yeah, that gives you the power to put that fuel and energy into anything that you want. If you want to expect your new job, your black belt, financial prosperity, better health, a better relationship. Expectation is the fuel that you need for anything for success. Sir, any final things that you feel that would be good? I really do thank you for coming on today and being a part of the program. And we've launched something new in your program, and that is our support program for martial artists and the release of the book. And, so how's that been going for you? And what that actually is, everyone, is that we are a nonprofit organization. So instead of having instructors that feel like they have to pay to come to an event, then this should be a celebration of not the instructor, but it should be a celebration of the students, how proud they are of their instructor, that they can actually have a part of their success. And so we've set it up that when students come in and they purchase, they can make a donation, and when they donate $50 or more, then what they'll do is get a free copy of the book. They'll get a certificate stating their support towards their instructor. They get the AMAA Legends lapel pin. So they have several levels that they can just make a donation, but if they make $50 or more, then they actually will receive a copy of the book. And I know last year was telling me that when you came back and I think you did the book signing and that how excited your students were.
Absolutely, sir. They were pretty excited, and I'm pretty sure they're going to be just as excited this time when we come back and have to do the book signing and everything like that. I know the students already support me in everything I'm going to do because they're not only supporting me, they're supporting the school as well. And when they know they're supporting the school, it's just building us better to have better instructors, for me to be a better teacher to them, and we can have better curriculums coming forward because we're not just relying on us, we're reaching out to other people around the world. And this is what this program does. It allowed me to go and get more information, more insight, more directions from people that have went before me, and we can give that same direction to people that will come behind us. And that's what is great about the students at the school at SW Black Belt Academy, is that we stick together and we support one another in no matter what avenue we may want to go in.
Well, I commend your students because, I'm in a relationship with my teacher. And, like I said, and he's still here. He's still alive and he's still, moving forward. But there's not a day that I don't go by and think about the person that impacted my life and helped me to be able to make a change and to be able to hold that special part of coming back and your students get a chance to have a big party celebrating you, invite their friends in. And the thing is, this year we're actually featuring Grandmaster Chuck Norris in the book, and this is going to be great because now you put these books out in a doctor's office or car dealership, pizza restaurant, wherever, because everyone can identify and touch base with Grandmaster Norris, and they want to know more information about him because he's that celebrity star. But also, that gives a chance for you to be introduced, and your success is based around the people that are successful around you. So when you've been accepted and featured in this book, then what it's actually saying and putting you in that category of being in there. And our book is based on you being able to tell your story of how the martial arts has impacted your life. So, again, I commend you. I commend your students, for all the work that you guys are doing. They're supporting you in your fundraiser. Again, the fundraiser goes into that you don't have to pay anything to come to the banquet, because your students are supporting you. When they purchase a book, they're supporting you to be able to come to the banquet. We don't want you to actually have to come to this event and actually have for you to have to pay for it. That's why we set up this new campaign. We're a nonprofit, so not only all the other benefits, but they also receive the benefits that it's actually a tax-deductible gift, to doing that. So we're all working together to benefit and to make something actually work. So, sir, tell everyone again the name of your school and where you guys are.
The name of the school, sir, is SW Black Belt Academy. We're located in Huntsville, Alabama, and Athens, Alabama. Our phone number is 256-411-2784. If anybody want to give us a call, we'll be glad to talk to them and let them know about our programs, the virtual programs, as well as our physical location, sir.
Great, great. And everyone, if you want to nominate your martial arts hero, go to our brand new website, and that is www.whoswhointhemartialarts.com. Nominate your martial arts hero. Check out our website. We have so many things going on. And again, our academy, you can link to that from our website. You can register for the banquet, that website, our back office. Membership area is going to be packed with videos and informative information dealing with the martial arts and personal growth. So we're going to have a lot of things happening there. So this is a great time. If you don't have anything to do, check out the website, www.whoswhointhemartialarts.com. Sir, thank you for being on our call today. So thank you very, very much. Any last words that you needed that you'd like to say?
I would just like to leave everybody with, we need to just focus on the good and not focus so much on the bad. Look at what's good coming out of this and keep going that way, because if you think you can't, then you're absolutely right.
All right, great. Everyone, be blessed. This is Grandmaster Jesse Bowen with the Martial Arts Masters and Pioneers Radio Network.
All right. Oh, Andre?
Yes, sir. I'm here, sir.
Oh, good. I'm going, did I hit record? Oh, I'm going, oh, my God, did I hit record?